cover story for this month, Convention Retrospective. Title, The CLC in Convention. The theme, In the Footsteps of the Reformers. Which will we follow? Where are we heading? For Lutherans, the date of October 31st calls to mind Luther's posting of his 95 Theses, the event that sparked the Reformation. Next year, that date will furnish an especially strong reminder because 2017 will mark the 500th anniversary of that significant event. CLC President Michael Eichsted and moderator Paul Nolting anticipated this approaching anniversary with this year's convention theme, In the Footsteps of the Reformers. This theme resonated throughout the 32nd Convention of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, held June 23rd to 26, 2016, on the beautiful campus of Emmanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. In his convention address, President Eichsted spoke of the, quote, countless billions of people who over the course of history have left their footsteps on earth, making paths in every imaginable direction, and asked, which will we follow? Where are we heading? We want to follow in the steps of Martin Luther, because he followed the word of the Lord Jesus. Convention Chaplain David Rime carried out the theme in his opening devotions for the sessions. He spoke of individuals whose names may be unfamiliar to us, but who played important parts in the Reformation. Their lives of faith are footsteps for us to follow. The two convention essays showed that to walk in the Reformer's footsteps is to proclaim the message of salvation by grace alone and through faith alone. Teacher David Bernthal, and to base our faith on Scripture alone, Pastor David Pfeiffer. At the convention communion service, Pastor Wayne Eichsted, in his sermon on Psalm 119, verse 105, urged the congregation to go forward with joy in your step. On the last day of the convention, there was a memorial service remembering servants of the Word called home during the past 2 years. Pastors Arvid Gullerud, Keith Omundson, and Scott Schiermeister. Professors John Lau and James Gullerud. CLC Board of Missions member Don Ullman. And pastors' spouses Martha Gullerud and Olila Schulz. Pastor John Klott spoke on Romans 5, verses 1 to 2, under the theme, Standing in Grace. This article continues with highlights of the convention committee reports and actions. Regents, Emmanuel Lutheran College. A new heating system for North Hall Dormitory was approved to be financed by a loan from the Church Extension Fund and included in the existing loan on the Academic Center. Missions. Thanks were offered to the Lord for missionary Matthew Udy's service in India and Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew's service as part-time foreign missionary. The Board of Missions has restructured one of the foreign missionary positions as a full-time visiting missionary residing in the United States. The convention rejoiced in the growth of mission opportunities in 20 countries. Pastor Kam of the Zomi Lutheran Church, a sister church body in Myanmar, was present and addressed the convention. Doctrine. Much time was given to discussing the, quote, joint statement regarding termination of fellowship, end quote. The document drawn up by representatives of the CLC, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, WELS, and the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, ELS. The convention resolution on the matter stated that, quote, questions have been raised as to whether or not the 2015 joint statement is a clear presentation which resolves the difference between the CLC and WELS/ELS regarding the termination of fellowship with false teachers, end quote. And that, quote, more time is needed for CLC pastors and members to study, discuss, and assess the 2015 joint statement, end quote. The convention resolved that the CLC Board of Doctrine prepare an evaluation of the joint statement for discussion at the Fall District Pastoral Conferences and the 2017 CLC General Pastoral Conference. A report on the General Pastoral Conference study is to be made available to the membership of the CLC. The resolution expressed the prayer that the Lord of the Church bring about God-pleasing resolution of the issues between the CLC and the WELS/ELS through the Holy Spirit to the glory of God. Praise to God was expressed that Timothy Daub has completed the final stage of colloquy and will be placed on the CLC ministerial roster. Finances. The following budget was adopted for the fiscal year 2017. Education and Publications, $10,000. Trustees, $95,000. Missions, $315,000. Regents Subsidy, $480,000. Regents Student Revenue, $821,000. The total CLC operating budget is then $1,721,000. Membership. Living Savior Lutheran Church of Eden Prairie, Minnesota was received as a member congregation of the CLC. The following were accepted as voting members of the CLC: Missionary Peter Evenson, Teacher Matthew Kranz, Pastor-elect Benjamin Libby, Pastor Joseph Nauman, Teacher-elect Andrew Rail, and Pastor Robert Sowers. Attending the convention were 54 pastors, 18 teachers, 12 professors, and 78 lay delegates. Our author of this article is John Klott, pastor of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Loveland, Colorado. This article also includes pictures of all of the delegates and many individual pictures also of delegates.